As we said, Mohamed El-Erian joins us here, chief economic advisor at Allianz. Has already written about this on some social platforms. Good to see you, Em.
Thanks for having me.
Are we calling this yield curve control?
We are. We're calling it, it's really Operation Twist, like the good old days. You end up buying the long end, and you'll issue more at the short end, and you're just trying to influence yields in the short term.
Does it suggest to you that 5-3 was some kind of pain point of sorts?
It does. We got a small signal when we got the joint intervention with Japan, because the U.S. was worried that Japan would be selling more treasuries. But this is a much bigger signal. And it's not because of the economic implication as much as it is the political implications and the social implications.
What do you mean by that?
Well, mortgage rates go up. That adds to the affordability pressures. That's a political issue, a big political issue ahead of the election. And then you have the old issue. Do we have a K or do we not have a K? Now, who gets priced out of the mortgage market? Who ends up having higher interest rates on their credit cards? It's the low-income households. So look at this as trying to address this socio-political issue that is an issue for this administration.
Does it address it, though? Because, you know, we've talked about all the different culprits for why the long-end yields were going up. You know, does some sort of financial engineering actually solve that? Does it keep the bond vigilantes at bay?
So look, fundamentally, we have a race going on between the promise and the earnings that comes with AI and the cost of funding all that. That's a race going on. And that race is going to determine many, many things. Now, can you in the short term influence somehow the balance? Yes. Does it come? Is it a free lunch? Absolutely not. Every form of yield curve control, and there's many more forms of yield curve control, have collateral damage and unintended consequences. So you can get a short-term benefit, but it's not a longer-term solution to this fundamental tug of war going on.
What would be an example of collateral damage and or in this case?
So you end up messing up the short end of the curve because you want to protect the long end of the curve. That's one thing you do. Who's going to absorb all this issuance? Okay, that has a lot to do with liquidity management. So we're going to get headaches at the end of quarters as to how we're going to manage that. Look at what Japan did. Japan did yield curve control explicitly by saying this is the yield at which we're going to intervene. It had problems. You could have a Fed Treasury compact. That will raise issues about the Fed. So whichever way you look, these YCC measures are not a free lunch at all. Fundamentally, we are betting on higher growth rate in the future that will allow us to afford all this debt issuance that's happening on the corporate side and on the government side.
And do you think with Atlanta Fed in the fours for the current quarter, we're getting there, that growing out of it thing?
You know, I look at earnings as well as what the macro data tells me. And today we got conflicting signals. We got Lowe's warning on the one hand that they are seeing macro headwinds. We got Target saying, you know what? No, we're seeing this as tailwinds. So I think this is a solidly growing economy. It can be derailed by one of two things. One is a financial accident. And just keep an eye on leverage. Leverage is a big issue. And two, the low-income household. They are under enormous pressure.
Leverage is a big issue?
You know, it tends to be in places we don't see it. That's the problem.